95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and in the studio with me now are some familiar faces. I remember you guys from last year because coming back to the Maritime Aquarium is their auto show for the second year in a row. It's happening on Saturday, June 8th, and I've got with me Tina Tyson, the Director of Marketing.
How are you, Alan?
I'm excellent, and Dave Sigworth, the Director of Communications.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Well, welcome back. So I guess last year was a success.
It was a success. This was the first time we tried it. It was a unique concept that we would bring cars to the aquarium, but all the cars had names or designs that were inspired by marine animals. So never been done before, a little bit of a risk, but people loved it, our staff loved it, and importantly, whether or not you were into cars and, you know, being a car enthusiast, it didn't matter. If you knew a lot about cars, you could appreciate how rare and unique the designs were. But even if you know nothing about cars and your only experience is riding in one, it was just fun to see these really amazing designs, things that look like animals, things that have fun names, incredible stories behind them about their history. And so it was a success all across the board, and we had to do it again.
Now, is it the exact same cars as last year? Do we have some new cars on display?
We do have some new cars. There's two or three that are back by popular demand, but then there are many others. And the funny thing was that as we got the word out that we were doing this, there were people with cars that fit the show who were calling us saying, can I bring my car? Can I bring my Barracuda? Can I bring this car? And so we were like, well, no, but we're taking your name and we're calling you next year. So there are a number of new cars, probably like almost 10 or 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That you haven't seen from last year.
Now, is it calls from Fairfield County, from all over? Did the word get out?
Down in the city, there's certainly a guy from, like, I think he's Westchester mm-hmm. County. There are some cars who are being brought up from Florida by, it was a fellow who brought some cars up from Florida last year, but he's bringing some new vehicles this year. So, yeah, they're coming from all over. These aren't just ones from Fairfield County.
So the guy from Florida, he brought up a bunch of animal marine life themed cars, and he found more.
Yes. He has developed an area of expertise about collecting super unique cars, like, you know, 80-something-year-old cars, custom design, these show cars. So he had a few last year that were at the show, and while he was at the show, they were incredibly popular, but he opened up the camera, the photos on his phone, and started showing us some of the other stuff from his collection. He was like, well, I have this one. And we started to make our wish list. We were like, okay, we want that one that looks like a whale next year and this one the following year. So he's a really important part of the show because he just has a garage filled with these really unique designs.
He's the guy who finds these weird cars.
He fishes for them.
That was in some falling down barn in Kansas. You know, like he's the one who can find these things.
Like the American Pickers guys.
Yes.
They just find the most unusual objects.
Yeah.
He gets them. Wow.
And then restores them.
And incredibly, nobody copied this idea. Remember, it was unique to you guys, the animal, the marine mammal life themed. And we had said last year, nobody had ever done it before. And nobody still has done it. This is still yours.
At this point, yes. We continue to look and see if anyone has, you know, flattered via imitation. But so far, nothing. We're happy to share the idea because it is so enjoyable, but we do like the fact that it's unique to us still.
Well, what we did see was that there were a lot of car publications that really loved this. They thought that was an incredible idea, and one of the writers started playing with it. Well, what if a zoo did this? And he did this long column about, like, what if a zoo did it? They could have this. And what if, like, an observatory did this? You could have, like, you know, a galaxy and all, you know, like, and people really ran with it and had fun with it. But you're right. I don't know that anyone has tried to replicate it.
Well, good. It's only happening Saturday, June 8th at the Maritime Aquarium at Norwalk. I know I'm going to be there along with 95.9 The Fox. We got an animal with us.
Yeah.
You know, it fits. I've heard of certainly like a Barracuda. Those are cars that we've heard of. But what else can we expect? Is there any one in particular you guys are really looking forward to seeing?
I think for me, it's that Streamliner. That's the one from 1937. You have a photo of it. It's hard to bring to life via radio, but this is from that gentleman in Florida, and it's like nothing I've seen in any other photograph on the road. It's a teardrop design meets a tank type material. It's really fascinating, and I've only seen pictures of it, so I'm personally looking forward to that. Not to mention the fact that it's 80 years old.
Is it pronounced Goujon? Do we know?
Let's say it is.
You have to come on the 8th and find out.
I assume the gentleman who has the car will actually tell us in person.
Right.
It's from 1937. It's called a Streamliner, so we're all sort of familiar with the Streamliner. The trailers.
Yes.
The trailer hitches. Well, imagine a trailer, but it would actually be the entire vehicle itself. The cool thing is they call it, I'm reading the description, a land dirigible. They're calling it a Zeppelin.
Right.
And that's really sort of what it is. I like how many of the teardrop design cars of the 30s focus more on form and less on function.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's not like a cross-country vehicle. But doesn't it look like, though, and again, it's hard to describe on the radio, but it looks like if you just fired a Tommy gun at it from the 1930s, some gangster was getting away from a bank robbery in this thing clean. And it also has, notice it has a V8 engine. So not only is it interesting, the design, but
it moves.
It goes really, I'm sure it's like, aerodynamically designed to go really fast.
Oh, wow. And then we've got I'm looking at this picture. It's a 63 Daimler Dart, but it has a fish mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So the grill, it looks like a fish.
Yeah, between the mouth and the way the headlights are, it sort of
picture.
Yeah, it gives it sort of a fishy face. And this is one that people think it was a car that was designed by an amateur ichthyologist, you know, which is a fish scientist. So, very interesting design. Some of them are actually not kit cars, but they were just like, you know, unique to the design, like that Streamliner.
Mm-hmm.
The Daimler was sort of short-lived. They, you know, it was a British car that they thought could compete with like Jaguar and other high-end, you know, sports cars, and never really caught on. So there's not a lot of them around. There weren't a lot of them around at the time, and now certainly they aren't around. You know, this is a 55-year-old car. So
I'm looking at this one, the Fraser Custom. It's an Orca special. It's designed to look like an orca whale.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow. From 1954. Absolutely incredible. And there's going to be some more modern cars as well, too.
Correct.
It's not just necessarily cars that there were only like three of or whatever.
Right. Correct.
We've got some Porsches, we've got some Barracudas, of course, but then, like, as we've been talking about, a lot of these kind of cars you've never heard of and seen.
Nobody's
before.
Ever heard of them, except for the guy that made it.
Right.
And the guy that found it in a barn.
And put his name on it.
Will we have any of the real fish side by side that day? Can we do it? Is it possible?
Not side by side, but close enough that you'll be able to see the real version and the automotive version. But yeah, we'll keep them in their tanks and in their exhibits so that they swim along happily. But you'll be able to bounce back and forth between the two.
Now, where are you guys going to actually do it within the grounds of the aquarium?
Yeah. Great question. So all of our exhibits are inside, but we do have a backyard, back corridor area that's right on the water. And that is where we set up last year. It's the perfect space. It's all nice and flat. So we had all 11 or 12 cars set up there last year, and that's where they'll be set up this year. And so you'll see, you can walk from car to car. We'll have all the owners there or the representatives from the garages where we got these from. So you can not only see the cars, but really interact with the experts and then, you know, head inside and see the real animal.
And it's free with admission. It's
exactly.
Part of the admission that day, and it goes all day long?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 10 to 5.
10 to 5 on Saturday, June 8th. And I guess, is there still a car that you guys are fishing for, that you've read about, that you've heard about? Is there, that you're still trying to get to show up? Is that something, is there a dream car on the list?
Not for me necessarily. I think this has been such a great process the last 2 years because we're always surprised. We did not know about a lot of these vehicles, you know, going back a year and a half ago. So there's nothing on my particular wish list, but I love the element of surprise that, wow, look, oh, there's one from this year. So that's the approach I'm taking. I don't know about you, Dave.
Yeah, I don't have one either, but I think maybe if I can at this time, just a shout out to Blackbridge Motors in Norwalk and Redline Restoration in Bridgeport. Those are the guys that have found a lot of these cars for us. And some of it is like, I don't even know what I don't know.
Right.
So it's them showing us, hey, well, what about this? What about this? And we're like, yeah, that's so cool. I had no idea. So shout out to those two organizations, those two companies, to help us even find these cars.
Yeah, those are good guys. We know them very, very well. And they just opened up the new showroom in Norwalk, right?
Yes.
Not too far from you guys.
No, it's
correct.
Actually very convenient. And they're really experts. They not only know the cars, but the stories behind them. And that's what's great about this show, too, is you learn so much about how it was built, how it was restored. You know, the little old lady who owned it in between the current owner and the original owner. So it's just fun to learn all about and really get that beautiful story behind the beautiful vehicle.
It's a perfect pre-Father's Day weekend event. It's going to be June 8th at the Maritime Aquarium for their second annual auto show. But obviously, summer's just about to kick off. What else do we have looking forward to? I noticed on the calendar that morning, there's also yoga at the aquarium. Is that a regular thing? And obviously, there's going to be more coming.
Yeah, every month. We do yoga at the aquarium, and it's right in front of the shark tank inside. So it's naturally serene with the sharks swimming there and the way it's lit. So about the last year or so, we've been doing yoga there once a month, and it's has a dedicated group that comes every month, but periodically additional people will join. So that's a really great thing to do. Later on in the month of June, we have something that is purposefully not family friendly. We have one of our 21 and over events. We call the Maritime with a Twist. So it's an after hours night. It's 6 to 9 p.m. We bring in food from local restaurants in Norwalk, beverages from distributors and breweries in the area. And it's a time for adults to come on their own, not with a kid, not with field trips, not any of that. Enjoy the aquarium on their own, but you know, have some booze and bites as they do it. We have live music, so that's something we look forward to. We do it a couple times a year, but in the summer, it's really special.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned the yoga is in the shark tank room. I got to ask you before you go, because you were just quoted in the New York Times about Cabot, the great white shark.
Cabot, the great white shark that was or was not even in Long Island Sound.
We'll get to that, too. Well, one, were you guys getting inundated with phone calls? What is the ultimate outcome? Do we know if he was there?
Well, I looked this morning, and Cabot is even farther out to sea. He's more south of Block Island now. So the last couple of days, it's moved from, say, south of Southampton on Long Island, which where it was Monday night, and now it's out even farther out to sea. So the question is, was it a false ping? Did the and that has happened before in the fall of 2016. Mm-hmm. There was a ping due south of Guilford, Connecticut. That turned out to be, I guess our numbers or our data was a little faulty on that one. So it seemed odd that this shark might have swum from Delaware on May 14th to get to Greenwich on 6 days later. It's possible for a shark of that size. The question is, you know, there's only two ways for a fish to get in Long Island Sound. One is to go all the way around to the Montauk and go east and then swim all the way to Greenwich, bit of a haul. Or to swim up the New York Harbor, up the East River, under the Throgs Neck Whitestone Bridges to get. So did a shark do that and why? It seems sort of odd. And so we were waiting for another ping. But the problem was because that everyone like and their brother was trying
Certainly,
to like
I did
the their site crashed. They got that so overwhelmed. So then you couldn't even find where does the shark ping again until and it turned out. So the morning of Monday, it pinged in Greenwich. And then at that night, it was already out of the sound, if it was in the sound at all, south of Southampton on Long Island. So I'm not sure if it was even there at all. The thing, though, is the most important thing is that, yeah, from time to time, we think there are great whites in Long Island Sound, especially off the east end. They're certainly in Block Island Sound, which is really at the eastern opening of Long Island Sound. So does one stick its toe into the sound from time to time? Absolutely. But maybe not in this case.
Well, it was exciting while it lasted.
It was exactly. Very excited, and it certainly got attention. And it's anything that can draw attention to the fact that, you know, the sound can support an animal like that. It ends up being good news for the sound.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's all right. Well, we'll take what we get when we get it. And obviously there are sharks and there's way much more on display at the Maritime Aquarium. And then, of course, on Saturday, June 8th is the annual auto show. We can't wait for that. Tina Tyson, Director of Marketing, Dave Sigworth, the Director of Communications from the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.